I was an anxious teen, ready to grow up before my time. I needed a green card, but didn't have one, so I was beyond frustrated. My life felt out of my control. Here I was, working hard in school, dreaming of becoming the modern-day Zora Neale Hurston, and I couldn't even get an after-school job at McDonald's. So I began asking my parents difficult and even taboo questions.
So I could clear it up. What's my legal status right now?
When I got my green card under the suspension of deportation, something happened which I don't really know, and they told me that I had to apply for you guys.
And when did you eventually come to America?
Let me think. I came in 86.
What was that form that you filled out?
It was the I-130.
Do you think that I'm not grateful for the things that you and Dad do for me?
I think you're very ungrateful because you're not aware of what some other people go through.
All those questions eventually led me to my congressman's office, and I was finally able to see that path to citizenship everyone's always talking about. My dad applied for political asylum and became a permanent resident, so he was able to sponsor me, and I just had to wait. 2 years later, I got my green card. I could take my dreams off pause and achieve world domination.
Hey guys, it's me, Verilyn.
Which now means taking over for Oprah.
When you go on dates, who generally chooses where you go?
These days, it's me.
Being a permanent resident was everything I'd prayed for. I could work as many as 6 jobs at one time, and I finally got to see Sierra Leone.
Welcome to Sierra Leone.
I'm telling you. Wow.
I became eligible to apply for citizenship last year, but that $680 application fee made me put it off 6 more months. So I saved, applied, and in December, I got a letter from the Department of Homeland Security giving me my citizenship interview date.
On January 10th, 2013, at 11 a.m. Oh, my God.
In case you can't tell, I'm excited.
So
I'm contemplating all the ways my life is going to change once I become a citizen. I'll be able to vote and travel to Europe without having to spend 2 days pulling together a visa application. But I'm not really sure if who I am will change. I mean, I've spent my whole life here.
What did the Declaration of Independence do?
And like many Americans, I haven't exactly brushed up on my civics since middle school.
I was about to say it set the slaves free, but I think that's the Emancipation Proclamation.
But to become a citizen, you have to study 100 facts about U.S. history and government. So I tested some of my American-born friends.
How many U.S. senators are there?
40. Two?
I'll give you a hint.
14.
There are 2 per state.
So maybe like 102, 104.
Nicole.
What?
I'm going to need you to know there are 50 states in America.
Okay. 26.
No. What's the name of our current Speaker of the House?
Condoleezza Rice.
So the Speaker of the House representative now, what's his name?
Christine Quinn? It's a guy? This is so embarrassing. People are going to hear this, right? Should I think about it some more?
I mean, I guess that's what would have been the time. You would not be a citizen of the United States.
That is a fact. Thankfully, I was born here.
Well, I wasn't. So that means I have to study.
Who is the Chief Justice?
Despite being a little shaky the night before.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
George Washington.
Thomas Jefferson.
I pass my test and get a date for my naturalization oath ceremony.
Please report promptly at 8:30 a.m.
Before my swearing-in day, I go over to my parents' house for breakfast. While we're eating, my dad says,
at least it made you a better person. It made you not take things in America for granted.
What do you mean not having a citizen?
My sister, who was born here, asked him to clarify.
Yeah, he made Vera a better person because there was a time when Vera wanted to work and she couldn't. For you, you were born here and you take these things for granted. But when
that
you have
to...
Me
less a person?
No, he doesn't make you a lesser person, but when you don't have it, yes, it does make you less appreciated.
I hate to admit it, but those years of working off the books for $5 an hour at a job I really needed means I don't take for granted the opportunities I have now. But I still wish I could have learned that lesson another way.
7:26 on the day I'm going to become a citizen of the United States.
Finally, the day is here, and I put on my red, white, and blue dress and go to the courthouse, where, unfortunately, I wasn't allowed to record or take pictures. They jammed 281 of us into a courtroom, ready to give up our green cards and take our oath to become Americans. The ceremony took hours, but it wasn't until I walked out with my citizenship certificate that I finally felt claimed.
Dear fellow American,
The president even wrote me a letter.
We embrace you as a new citizen of our land, and we welcome you to the American family. And it's signed Barack Obama.
I went back to the Brooklyn court.
How are you?
So congratulations, you're a citizen.
Thank you.
To meet Judge Robert Levy, the one who swore me in that day.
How do you think the people that became citizens that day are changed once they walk out the door?
Well, that's something I always wonder about. The citizenship, I think, brings with it a different sense of self. And I don't think that anyone can predict for someone else how that will change them, but I'm pretty sure that it will change them.
He's right. It's difficult to put it into words, but I feel different. I'm an American, and that gives me authority to define my sense of self. Whether it's pulling out my neon red, white, and blue microphone and asking the tough questions, or perfecting my favorite Sierra Leonean dishes for my 2-year-old niece and little cousins. Or just choosing both, like most Americans do. For WNYC, I'm Verilyn Williams.